And this morning, we are going to start our Monday off with some kindness. The Kindness Advantage, cultivating compassionate and connected children. Everyday ideas for raising kids who care. We've got a couple of the two authors from this. They're mental health professionals, Dale Adkins and Amanda Salzhauer. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having us.
So for the Kindness Advantage, it says here that it's a simple yet powerful premise that living a compassionate life, one in which kindness is highly valued, is the key to our children's current and future well-being. We all feel like we're kind. How do we kind of bring kindness in for the most part, or aren't we neglecting it in somehow?
Well, I think we can bring it in, and we are neglecting it. And the way we can bring it in is by demonstrating to our kids and to other people what it means to be kind, what it means to be empathetic, what it means to be generous and compassionate. And by role modeling and by giving kids opportunities to do kind acts, we can bring it into our lives, because when we're kind, it not only makes us feel good, but it helps us feel connected to other people and gives our life meaning. And we are seeing a bit less of that these days. People are not being as kind. They're not noticing when someone walks behind them and they can open the door for them. They're not noticing when someone could use a smile. So that's really, you hit it on both sides. Why do we need it, and what can we do about it?
How much of it is observed by the kids, or how much needs to be shown by the parents and clearly pointed out?
Both. Yes is the answer to both. So as any of us who are parents or grandparents know, our kids see and hear everything we say and do, whether we want them to or not. So with respect to kindness, we really want to be very conscious of being kindness role models. And of course, none of us is, the ideal parent or grandparent all the time. But if we know what it is that we're working towards, we can continue to do so. So as Dale said, in our everyday encounters, if we model kindness for our children, they will see that. It's also very important for us as parents to talk about our own acts of kindness. If we volunteer, if we do any sort of community service, it's important for us to tell our children why we do that and who we're benefiting and how that those activities make us feel.
In this climate that we are in, and I use that term related to not only sort of what we see in our newspapers, headlines, but also maybe with social media and how those type of platforms are sort of filled with sort of negative information, bullying type of thing. How do you combat that with kindness? Is it just little bits of kindness, or is there some movement that needs to take place?
I actually think it's both, Bruce, and that's one of the reasons that in the book we really address what to do, how to encourage kindness with your children, also when others are being unkind. You'd really teach your children what your family's values are. And one of the things that we found is that you can be strong and assertive, and you can also be kind. Those are not mutually exclusive. You encourage in your child not only self-awareness, but a very strong sense of who they are, and you can teach them empathy. You can encourage the empathy that's already in them so that they can have empathy for other people. Why are other people, dealing with others that way? You can reinforce the values of respect and civility that are in your home. And then you practice, and you give them opportunities to really be kind and say, what is the kind thing to do in this situation? And even when others are unkind, and when they are bullying, you teach them to stand up for what is right. And we do have, we're hardwired for kindness, and we have this hardwiring to do the right thing from when we're very, very young. And just because others are not being kind does not mean that we need to join that bandwagon. We can start this other movement.
What were you seeing in your professional lives that were leading you to write a book like this?
Well, I have three teenage daughters, and Dale has two adult sons and six grandchildren. So between the kids in our practices, our own kids and grandchildren's friends, we see a lot of kids. And what we were seeing that was upsetting and disappointing to us was that the kids really weren't connected to each other, to the world, weren't engaged with other people in a way that we want our own kids and grandchildren to be, and in a way that people need to be to create this culture of kindness that, you know, that we've been talking about and that is so important. So our goal really initially was to write a book about raising charitable children. That was a topic Dale had been speaking about frequently, and the process began with interviewing people who we viewed as exceptionally charitable. And what we realized was that so many of these people shared characteristics, which we sort of worked on a little bit and refer to as the fundamentals of kindness in our book. So we shifted our focus a little bit to really make kindness the anchor, which we believe it is for so many of these other qualities that we all want to see, in our kids and our grandchildren and in our community and our society, and give parents and grandparents tools to encourage these qualities in their children and grandchildren.
You have a whole chapter about relaxation, visualization, meditation, sort of, I guess, maybe calming your own spirit so that you're able to, you know, bring out kindness, as opposed to, you know, you got a Monday morning, you're rushing, you're doing things, you have everything, and it basically you just sort of take out on others how you're feeling inside. Is that really the key to what that's about?
Exactly right, Bruce. It's the key. And we found that, you know, kids who practice breathing and calming meditation and visualization and other relaxation practices regularly, they really show a difference in areas like compassion for themselves and for other people. They have an improved focus in everything that they're doing. They appear to be much more resilient, and their self-esteem is higher, and they have a sense of inner calm, and they have a way to control their thoughts and their emotions in very challenging situations. And, you know, when we're asking people to be kind, we're also asking them to sometimes go out of the box a little bit and maybe reach out to people who may be different or be in situations that may be a little different for them. So they may be anxious or scared or overwhelmed or maybe afraid. And, you know, each of us is when we start something new. So when we do these kinds of exercises, when we tap into our breath, we can bring it down a notch. And, you know, we found that it's obviously it's not only good for kids, but it's also good for parents and grandparents and each of us to be able to not have that feeling that we're so close to the edge all the time, because also that affects our parenting. You know, if we want to be kinder parents, we need to not be on the edge all the time, and we can take a breath, we can center ourselves, and we can come back to what it is that we want to talk to our kid about or want to get a fresh view. So that's really the reason that we wanted to put a chapter in about relaxation. And you know, thanks for bringing it up, because often say, well, why do you have a chapter on relaxation in a book about kindness? Because we want to be kind to ourselves, and we want our kids to be kind to themselves, so that's what they bring to the world.
And it's not only sort of being kind to others. You're kind to yourself, you mentioned, because I believe it, you know, provides mental and physical well-being to you, which is all, you know, just part of your life and becoming a better person, able to contribute to society. If people want to find out more about this book and what you've talked about, is there a good place to get some details on it?
Absolutely. You can visit our website, which is www.thekindnessadvantagebook.com, and you'll learn more about the book, us as authors. You can link to purchase the book, which we hope you'll do. And we also have a page called Share Your Story, which we hope people will take a look at. And it's a place where readers can write into us, tell us about kindness experiences they've had with their children, activities they've done with their family, anything like that. And we'd really love to hear about it and love to create a community where people who are engaged in kindness with their kids can share those ideas and learn from each other.
Sounds good. The Kindness Advantage, Cultivating Compassionate and Connected Children, our guests this morning, Dale Atkins and Amanda Salzhauer. Thank you for joining us and sharing the kindness this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Thanks
Bruce.
For having us, Bruce.